Carrie Mae Weems, visual artist. Performance gestures is a series of actions that I do both in the studio and out on the street. I came up with this character that I've been sort of living with and thinking about for a very long time. It's sort of based on Faust and a clown. So for the project, then I did sort of white face and a top hat and tails and a striped shirt and striped trousers, a tuxedo jacket. And it's a character that I've been thinking about, as I said, and living with for a long time, and really trying to think about how I wanted to work with her, with this muse, this clown figure, this Faustian figure, figure of deception and subterfuge. So it was around the Republican convention that was going to be taking place in Manhattan that summer. And I thought that it would be the perfect time to bring the character out of the studio and into the streets, both in Harlem and in various parts of Manhattan, acting out certain kinds of gestures and acts, using my bullhorn to sound the call, using a banner and a poster, a large poster that I made and then posted on a stick. And then I'd ride up and down the ride on the subway with my sign, but always silently when I was using my sign, always silently, just being there, just having this presence be there. And presence then was about a certain kind of duplicity as well as a certain kind of fact that had to do with voting and the act of voting and what that, and that there was something about the voting process that isn't really a one-man vote, that the voting practice in the United States operates a little differently, so that while we think of our vote counting, it only counts in a block. It doesn't really count as a single action in and of itself. And there was something that I thought was kind of wrong about that, or that I think is wrong about that, and I wanted to draw a certain attention to it. That idea of hopes and dreams in a bottle I thought was really amazing. And so, you know, one action, one performance is trying to sell that to somebody in Harlem. I think that there's something very powerful about using one's body as a site of protest, as a site of turbulence, as a site of disagreement, as a site, which is what I think really performance is. It's using the body as a focus for critique. During that very turbulent time of so much was going on, and the Republican Party had such a stronghold on the country, I felt that it was really imperative to put my body out there, that it needed to be seen, that it needed to voice its resistance to what was going on, and to do that in a very particular kind of way. So to that extent, I thought of it as being somewhat radical. You could use your own individual body as a site of protest, and that you don't need 50,000 people or 100,000 people around you in order to make your voice heard, or for that matter, to step out and to at least speak out about what you think might be important to know. I mean, I don't necessarily think that I have all the right answers by a long shot. Usually I'm very confused about most of what's going on in the world, but I did have a sense, and I do have a sense, that it's absolutely critical and essential for one to voice their opinions about what is going on in the world around them.